Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sakura and Maddie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's new cabinet is expected to heavily represent regional areas, with 15 of 19 ministers from outside Greater Brisbane. Premier-elect David Crucifulli emphasised the importance of regional voices, with former opposition leader Deb Frickleton adding, "What that actually means is that we get a strong voice for decision-making, Crucifulli's cabinet." The addition of first-time politicians aims to address regional needs in infrastructure and essential services. The cabinet will be finalised this week. Queensland's Chief Health Officer published a report last month in regards to the vape crisis in Queensland. Despite the purchase of vapes becoming illegal without a prescription on July 1st, the report stated 35.6% of high school students and nearly 20% of adults have experimented with vaping at least once. According to Professor Raglan Maddox, vape stores around the Gold Coast have finally begun complying by putting up signage in regards to regulations. However, black market vapes are still being sold outside of these rules. The seriousness of this matter is now a stronger focal point for the Oceania Tobacco Control, with Professor Maddox saying at the conference, "If people are serious about the harms that these products are generating, they'll draw a line in the sand." In national news, the Prime Minister is under pressure regarding his government's decision to block Qatar Airways from conducting more flights to Australia. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is also in hot water for his relationship with the former Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce and his acceptance of dozens of free Qantas upgrades. Mr. Albanese defended himself, stating, "From time to time, members of Parliament receive upgrades. What's important is that they are declared. All of mine have been declared." Many believe that the Prime Minister and other politicians should be more transparent about such upgrades and state whether they had any influence over governmental decisions.
Three people are dead after two light planes collided and crashed into the bushland in Sydney's southwest on Saturday morning. One victim was 72-year-old off-duty Qantas pilot Gary Criddle, who was one of two men aboard the Cessna that left Cessnock bound in Shell Harbour Airport. Gary was instructing a 29-year-old aspiring pilot when the plane crash occurred. His family said in his statement, "He was a mentor to many aspiring pilots, the avid adventurer with plans to sail the world. Gaz was full of fun, laughter, and generosity. His loss will be immeasurable and he will be deeply missed." In international news, UN official Clementine Nuok Salami reported that the rapid support for forces were responsible for mass civilian killings in Sudan's Gezer state. Activists alleged the RSF killed 124 civilians, but the RSF denies this, instead blaming the armed militias. The ongoing conflict in Sudan, which erupted in April 2023, has resulted in tens of thousands of deaths and displaced over 11 million people, triggering a severe humanitarian crisis. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with high chance of showers. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The Via Danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website.